Morning Watch, chapters 5 through 8 of Romans, the kernel of the Bible, week 1, the line of life and the line of death in chapters 5 through 8 of Romans. Saturday, related verses. Romans 5:21. In order that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 8:16. The Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. Romans 5:15-16 and 18-20. But it is not that as the offense was, so also the gracious gift is. For if by the offense of the one the many died, much more the grace of God and the gift in the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, have abounded to the many. And it is not that as through one who sinned, so also the free gift is. For the judgment was out of one offense unto condemnation. But the gracious gift is out of many offenses unto justification. So then, as it was through one offense unto condemnation to all men, so also it was through one righteous act unto justification of life to all men. For just as through the disobedience of one man the many were constituted sinners, so also through the obedience of the one the many will be constituted righteous. And the law entered in alongside, that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace has superabounded. Related reading. Romans 8:5-6 shows a miniature Garden of Eden, with the flesh and death on one side, the spirit and life on the other side, and the mind in the middle. What realm we are in depends on where we set our mind. When our mind is set on the Spirit, our mind is full of life. We also have peace because there is no discord between our outward behavior and our inner being. Then, when we speak, life is embodied in our words because we are one with the Lord. The righteous requirement of the law is fulfilled in those who walk according to the mingled Spirit. If we try to be a Christian, we are in the flesh. That is the old man trying to keep the law. Being a Christian is a living out of the life of God by walking according to the mingled spirit within. If we would see this vision, give up our effort, and simply be in the spirit, another one will live in us. The spirit always acts according to the righteous requirements of God's law. We reign in life with grace over all things unto eternal life. Righteousness gives us the ground to claim God as our grace. We may say, Lord, you cannot withhold yourself from me as grace, because I stand on the ground of my justification. You have given Christ to me as my righteousness as a gift, and I stand on this position. Lord, give yourself to me as grace for my enjoyment. Grace means that we cannot do what God requires, but the triune God can do it. We cannot be what we should be, but there is one living in us. The consummated Spirit as grace who can be. We have an abundance of grace, and in this grace we reign unto eternal life. In May of 1943, I had contacted a serious case of tuberculosis. I saw the tree of life during the 2.5 years of my illness. Every kind of problem is the result of a shortage of life. When I saw this, I was extremely remorseful. I confessed much and had a thorough repentance before the Lord, and I also had many dealings before Him. The messages on the Tree of Life saved many saints and also released many of the brothers and sisters in Nanking. The saints had been disheartened and depressed for years and were unable to do anything. These messages released their spirit and enlightened their heart. I thank the Lord that through the messages on the Tree of Life, the church in Shanghai was healed. The messages on the Tree of Life laid a foundation for the revival of the church in Shanghai. If we want to take the way of enjoying God, we must have a change of concept. If we want to enter into the reality of the enjoyment of God, we must see a controlling vision. It was not until I was 40 years of age that the Lord revealed to me the way of enjoying Him. I was disappointed that for 20 years, most of my time and energy had been wasted. Most of my prayers were of no value, and the time that I had spent reading the Bible and other spiritual books was also of no value. Because I suffered a great loss from taking the wrong way, I do not want others to repeat the same mistake. I hope that others can take the way of enjoying God. I implore the saints to no longer take the wrong way. We should consider our former way of pursuit. We must have a drastic change of concept. We need to have a controlling vision.